Blog Talk Radio.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check.
Positivity is all we need. Together we will
Madness. We're getting to that Sweet 16 right now, and there's something when it comes down to the way the brackets have fallen. The University of Virginia was once the number one bracket. They were one of the top seeds in the total tournament, but they were knocked out very early. Meanwhile, the University of Oklahoma seems to skate by these different teams in order to succeed and get to the Sweet 16. And I wanted to do this particular show on Monday. However, I decided to push it back to Wednesday because I knew there were up-to-date information that was going on with the University of Virginia. And that was one of the biggest things. I didn't want to create a show that would be out of date by the time the show even ended. So today we're going to talk about the incidents that's been going on at the University of Virginia. We're going to talk about the pick of college. And right now we're talking about how in essence, college and the choices that you make in college have been really altered and skewed by just the way the views have been going on between the fraternities and sororities, between profiling, between just the way that schools are handling their students. And is it something because when you send your child to a school, you send your child to school to ultimately learn and ultimately develop the skills that they need in order to be successful as an adult. But how can they be successful as adults when a lot of these incidents with gender, incidents with racial injustice have been going on? And it's not just located with UVA and University of Oklahoma. It's rampant around the country as a whole. No matter what school you go to, you always hear something about abuse. You always hear something about, you know, the guys, the frats or the athletes, you know, doing ungodly and unthinkable acts on women. You think about schools that are supposed to be prestigious, that's supposed to be blue chip, you know, higher level schools that are abusing their students because they feel like, okay, I don't want an African-American student in my class. I don't want a Muslim student in my class. There's a lot of this going on. So what you see is not isolated to the University of Virginia or University of Oklahoma. Those are just the most open, get into the madness, and really talk about what is going on with these particular cases. So think about this here. The University of Virginia, they had, you know, the investigation going on with the Rolling Stone case. For those who are not familiar, in Rolling Stone last year, they talked to a person allegedly whose name was called Jackie. And what Jackie did, she talked about a date rape that occurred in the Phi Kappa Psi fraternity back in 2012. She alleged that seven men, you know, assaulted her and raped her. Now, she never went to the police. She never went to the police security. She never went to the campus police. She never went to anyone except allegedly her mom to tell her about what happened. The mom never pressed charges, never went to campus police, never went to the county police. So this was unknown for, in essence, a year and a half until the Rolling Stone episode. So this is where a lot of people are like, okay, obviously something must not have happened. This must not have been this people made it out to be. But when you look at the whole aspect of it, the aspect of it is that not the fact that the person lied, not the fact that the person was trying to get someone hurt or be deceitful or trying to show off for the reporters. It is quite possible that there wasn't enough evidence just because of the time lapse that happened. Of course, within a year's time, evidence can be changed, things can be altered. You can't do physical analysis like you think you could do immediately after something like this happens. So this is the case in point that you say, okay, where does the school fall into this? And what is the responsibility of the school? When you look at the Duke lacrosse team, several years back, where something very similar happened to what's compared to UVA, that was swept beneath the rug. The Duke lacrosse team was one of the top lacrosse teams in the country. They didn't want to lose anybody. The University of Virginia had one of the number one teams. It was the number two team in the country. It had a number one ranking going into the tournament. They did not want to discuss or reveal any type of information until after UVA lost. And that's a fact. Schools are going to cover up and hide certain incidents because of the prestige, because of the money, and because of the status that it provides for their school. Looking at UVA, of course UVA has status. It's one of the oldest schools and oldest universities in the country. Thomas Jefferson founded the university. It's right up there with Harvard and Yale when it comes down to longevity in this country. And when you think about that aspect, you know that people on the outside want to keep that prestige. People on the outside want to keep that symbol of being a number one academic team and recently number one athletic team when it comes down to football, when it comes down to basketball, track, all those different sports. UVA is one of those top schools. So now you think of that prestige, you think of that privilege, and you see how they try to sweep things under the rug in order to let it go, thinking that, okay, we'll push this aside. Nobody's going to think about it. But Rolling Stone magazine opened up that can of worms for UVA and makes it very difficult for people who are choosing right colleges to say this is the institution that you want to go to. And that brings me to the University of Oklahoma. The University of Oklahoma has already lost several top recruits in football and basketball just because of the incident that happened with Sigma Alpha Epsilon. Now, of course, last week I had a caller that was talking about protecting freedom of speech. And I definitely respect the caller from Montana. He really, expressed his opinion well when it comes down to freedom of speech. Of course, there are levels to free speech. The University of Princeton, for example, was on alert last night, which would be on Monday night, and because of the fact that the president and the first lady's niece was playing in a basketball game. So the basketball game was going against the University of Maryland, so right here in the D.C. metro area in College Park, Maryland, there was an anonymous call that said that the niece of the president would be threatened by a man with a handgun. And this is some of the things that you see. You see these incidents where the school will try to hide the security that they need and try to hide the impact of certain social issues because of their status. This is Princeton. Princeton is an Ivy League institution. Princeton is, at the time, Princeton was the number one women's basketball team, completely undefeated. Little things like that cause a factor when it comes down to how the institution treats things. University of Oklahoma was one of the rare cases that actually was proactive. As soon as they heard the incident, they went right to the heart and just tried to handle those particular matters. So this particular topic about college profiles, and it's unfortunate that you have a lot of parents right now that are trying to help their children figure out what school is ideal for them. You know, they probably have four or five different schools laid out on their table right now, trying to figure out which school is ideal for them. There's so many things you got to look at. You got to look at academic status. You got to look at social environment. You have to look at, of course, financial matters. But also one of the key factors is looking at the makeup of the school. Just to give you an example, there was a school that I was really interested in, you know, a long, long time ago in college. When I was playing out college, I was in high school, senior in high school, doing all these college tours. LaSalle University was one of those college tour stops that I went to. And school's great. You know, it was in Philadelphia, not too far from New York City, you know, not too far from family, which was excellent. Baseball team was very good. I was into baseball. So it had those aspects, had the personal aspect of not being too far from New York, had the athletic aspect that I wanted because I was a baseball player. But then you look at the makeup of the school. When you ask an administrator what the makeup of the school is, and they say 0.9%, dude, there's only 90 of them are of color. They, you know, basically they lump them when it's at that small percentage point, they lump them all into a minority category. And you still have that. You have 1,000 students on campus and you only have 90 people of color. What that does affect and have impact on what school you're going to choose. And vice versa, a lot of parents are afraid to put their children in state schools because of the fact that they are concerned of the affirmative action, quote-unquote, revisions that were made to the schools. This came back from Michigan State. College profile, Michigan State. The Spartans, Lansing, Michigan gets a lot of people of color that would probably apply there. However, they had an injunction that prevented use affirmative action in order to get into a school. Now, of course, academics matter most. And then after academics, you've got to look at the social aspect of that child. So if a person has a 4.0 GPA, participated in gymnastics, participated in other sports, and then they're denied their rights to go to that school, in essence, because they feel they filled their quota on one end of the spectrum, or two, you have the other end of the spectrum where the director or the dean of the students does not want to succumb to what affirmative action calls them to do. These are the things that we see in college. This is the college profile. This is what this is about. Listening to the Raj TV show, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toy Entertainment. And we're talking about college. We're talking about how the colleges that you see right now are trying to alter people's views on universities. And it's unfortunate, but it's true. You know, every little aspect that you hear on TV right now, from the fraternities, from the sororities, from the sexual assault, from the academic downfall of certain schools, especially with historically black colleges, college profile is looking completely different than what people think. College profiles are changing in the minds of those who are trying to go to school because these colleges are not living up to the end of the bargain. Going to be sexually profiled by the predators of these fraternities or sororities or these athletes that are doing these numerous cases of sexual assault. You know, you look at Florida State, for example, where Jameis Winston was questioned several times for sexual assault. There's a case right now in the University of Washington that there's a student who is actually
suing the accuser because of the fact that, of course, he was cleared of all of what the accuser was trying to say. So he's suing the accuser. Is this the type of profile you want to have for your school when you try to present to your child that this is a great school, has great academics, and then you look at their profile going on campus, that makes you think twice about sending your child to a school? And this become a little more in the spotlight within the next, you know, within the past couple of days, because Taraji P. Henson of, you know, movies and radio and, you know, number one show Empire, she decided to pull her son out of the University of Southern California because of the fact that they have been profiling him since he's been on there. And that's something that is just ridiculous to think about. So she's going to, of course, send her child to Howard University, a university she graduated from, you know, close to home in D.C., and something that she feels more comfortable with. But should it get to that point where our children are not comfortable with being at a school just because everything that's going on around it? And if that's the case, if they're not comfortable, what does that do? It affects their learning process. It affects their social process. So where an institution of higher learning is supposed to develop character, what it's actually doing right now is destroying character and destroying the fact that there are students that are willing to learn, but they're being violated in so many different ways, be it because of their gender, their religious base, their sexual orientation, their, you know, their race, their color. All of that is playing a factor in these college profiles. And once again, this is the Rod Stevens Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toy Line Production, Toy Entertainment. If you would like to chime in on this, we still have a few minutes left. 347-850-1228. Let me know what you think about this particular topic. Do you feel that colleges need to change their structure in order to accommodate students? Do you feel that colleges are falling apart ethically because of some of the incidents that are going on? You can hear from a lot of different angles. I just want to see what you think about it. Once again, 347-850-1228. This is the Rod Stevens Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toy Line Productions, Toy Entertainment. And we are talking about the madness, college profiles. And when it comes down to all the different aspects of how people are profiled on college, it begins in high school, of course. We have to set the tone early where our children don't feel like being a part of a clique, being a part of a group, being a part of a sport defines who they are. And that's where the issue has come up with the Sigma Alpha Epsilon chapter that was at the University of Oklahoma. They were told all their life that they're rich, that they're privileged, and they are able to say or do what they want because they can always buy their way out. And when you look at the evidence, look at the trial itself, that's where appears the direction is going, that they're going to be able to buy their way out of certain cases. And going back to UVA, just thinking just yesterday, Darren Sharper, who played for the Green Bay Packers, won a Super Bowl with the Packers, won a Super Bowl with the Ravens back in 2000. So he's a multiple Super Bowl winner, NFL player, went to the University of Virginia. And what he has been convicted of is sexually assaulting 9 different women in 6 different states. So when you hear that, you think that, oh, shoot, you know, this guy, I don't care if he's a football player or not, he's going down for a very long time. But because of who he was and what school he went to UVA, that played a big factor when it came down to the judges that was picked. One of the judges in this case was from the University of Virginia. So you have a UVA judge trying a former UVA student. So what this does, even though they might be years apart, Darren Sharper is about 40 years old. So, you know, it's not like he's just fresh out of college. He's a 40-year-old man who knew what he was doing and was willingly and blatantly trying to poison and sexually assault these women. He was from the University of Virginia. The sentence that he received was a maximum of 9 years. So despite knowing what he did, despite knowing what was the issue with what he did, what he decided to do, what Darren Sharper decided to do was say, okay, I'm going to plea out because I know this is a person that went to the same school as me and he's going to take it easy on me, and that's exactly what happened. This is where the college profile comes into play. What is it? It's just a matter of privilege, it's a matter of status, it's a matter of economics, getting a quality education. So the question is, how do we handle this? How do we try to reduce the level of profiling on our campuses? I mean, one aspect is try to, you know, alert the faculty to be of security and things like that. All it's going to do is go out one year and out the other. The increased security will go away because of the budget cuts. So what causes the profiling? Gender, racial, religious, economical, comes from within, comes from the high school level, comes from the middle school level. We allow our children to develop these cliques. And when they develop these cliques, you think, oh, my child has just made a new friend, not knowing in depth what they're doing or what they're thinking about. So if they are plotting maybe against someone of color or someone of a different sexual orientation or a different religion while they're in middle school, then what happens is they might not pursue that when they're in middle school, might not pursue when they're in high school, when they get to college. They feel like they've created that status that has allowed them to be successful. But when really, in actuality, it's just a vindictiveness coming out of those particular people. You have numerous people that want to go to college, that want to succeed, that want to be in those higher learning institutions, but are not mentally ready to proceed with their studies. And what happens is, a lot of times they're not sure what school to go to. Now, this is not something that is going to sway people from UVA or University of Oklahoma. Don't want that. This fact that these institutions are hiding so much. These institutions hide what is going on in the community. They hide who is being involved. They hide the direct impact. You look at that boy with the gash in the middle of his forehead just because he was standing outside a bar. And you feel for that young man because of the fact that his head was bashed in for no reason. This is the Alcohol and Beverage Coalition, the commission that was going out there. There was no need for them to try to be all hardcore like they want to get on the police. My thing is, with all that, does the Black Lives Matter mantra still hold true? You know, I think we're still stuck on mantras and stuck on how it looks when it comes down to the media instead of trying to help those who are still in that school. And this is something that it bothers me with this hashtag generation. Hashtag generation is trying to create storylines, create buzz, but that doesn't create an impact. No, do we have to march to, you know, march to Charlottesville to get rights for women and get rights for African Americans? I mean, possible. But if students of UVA are listening right now, you have to try to figure out a way where you're going to be successful, where you're going to be strong, and prove your point without violating your academic standings. And that's some of the key things when it comes down to the colleges. It's not about how big you are, how strong you are, how fast you are. It's about how you can handle all aspects of college life and avoid the profiles that will come your way. And this is the Rise TV Show, Blog Talk Radio, 12 Live Productions, 12 Entertainment, and I just want to leave you with that. And I also want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the show each and every week. And Love Talk, we had a little time out this week. We will be back strong, bigger, and better than ever on Monday at 11 p.m. So, just as a closing point, make sure when you're sitting with your child right now, look at all aspects of what makes that school memorable, what makes that school eligible for your child. And then, of course, allow the child to make sure that they're making the right decisions for themselves. So that way everybody's on the same page. because the school that you picked will not just have a short-term impact in those 4 or 5 years, will have an impact on you for life. So it's always making sure that the university or college that you pick is ideal for your standards academically, for your standards ethically, and for your point where you don't feel like you're going to be profiled. So once again, thank you for listening to the Rise TV show, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment. We're going to continue with the madness next week as the political race is heating up, and we're going to talk about the madness that is the presidential race. So until next time, we'll talk.